What honesty does is it cleans us on the inside. It opens us up. And it makes us begin to realize that we can finally be at peace. The more honest I become, the more open I become, the more I begin to experience the peacefulness and the gentleness of life inside of me, the more I begin to grow, the more my life becomes more meaningful and more special. As I begin to experience this beautiful gift of honesty, I begin to experience power. It's a great power and a special power. And yet I'm always striving and looking for the spiritual power, for the sense of growth. And so what I do in the program is I put myself around people and in an environment that will help me to get honest. And I learn to be around people that are not afraid to tell me honestly how they feel about me, to pull my chain every once in a while, to push my buttons, to let me know when I'm not being honest. And it's that atmosphere and it's that environment that is so special in recovery. And that's why this power in the second step is so beautiful. The second H that we talk about is the power of humility. The beautiful, simplistic power of humility. You see, one of the most beautiful parts of life is called learning how to be humble. Now, what I want to share with you, which is important, is a big difference between humility and humiliation. Most of us, as a result of our backgrounds, as a result of our lives, as a result of our addictions, we have already humiliated ourselves. To be humble is different. Humility basically is simplicity. The more simple, the more less complicated, the more basic we make our lives, the more beautiful we become. It is this gift of simplicity and this gift of humility. What I have learned in life is that the greatest gift that God has ever given me is the gift of being able to ask for help, is the gift of being able to experience the beautiful gift of help, is the gift of being able to reach out and realize I don't need to do things alone anymore. I need to be part of this beautiful recovery family. They also tell us in recovery, and they tell it to us over and over again, if you really want to experience recovery, then experience it on your knees. Now, again, when I talk about many of these things in the second step, remember, I am not talking about religion. I'm talking about learning to humble ourselves. And the beautiful way to humble yourself is to get on your knees. They tell us in the program, get on your knees every night before you get to bed. Ask for help. Ask that you may be able to do the things you need to do in life. And ask the higher power to be open to you. Do the same thing in the morning when you get up. Turn your day over. Be open to it. If you do this, you will experience the humility and the gentleness. I've learned to look at life through the eyes of simplicity, through the eyes of growth. What's also beautiful about this is it takes a lot of pressure off of us because we realize that all we can do is what we can do in the course of a day. My attitude towards the day and my attitude towards life is simply to do the best I can. And that's all anyone expects of anyone in this world. Do the best you can one day at a time. Such a simple program. They tell us in the program, easy does it. Take your time. Keep it simple. In this simplicity and this beauty, we experience humility. We experience openness. You know how nice it is to be around people and to be able to share with people where you can just be open and you can be honest. You can hurt. You can be in all types of trauma. You can go through all kinds of things in your life. And to know that people will be there. They will not abandon us. They'll be around us. And they'll give us support. That is the beauty and the gift of simplicity and humility. The program also tells us that if you become humble and you develop simplicity in life, you open up your feeling centers. You open up your gut. And if you do that, you'll open your heart and your center of love. You'll come alive. What's so beautiful about this aspect of recovery, as you begin to experience it, all of a sudden, you begin to realize how simple life is and how beautiful it is. And so much around us that we complicate and drive ourselves crazy. Remember they tell us in the program, this is a simple program for complicated people. It's a sad thing that we have to complicate life so much. Life is to be celebrated and to be enjoyed. And the more you experience the simplicity of it,